This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
It's time for Ben's Vision.
Our mission starting this spring is to win and to win now.
Projecting how the Bears roster will take shape under new head coach Ben Johnson.
Ben's vision is going to be principle.
These are the type of players that I need. That's the vision.
If it doesn't fit Ben's vision, are you willing to move on from certain guys?
Really enjoy hearing Ben's vision.
Current roster, free agents, and the draft.
Our entire organization's fired up about Ben Johnson and his vision for winning football.
Ben's vision.
This offense will be calibrated with Caleb in mind. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope, we're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost, and then with the pieces around him next.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
But with Ben, he has a vision of how he wants things done.
Well, I will tell you, Speaks, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
On 670 The Score.
Come on now. Hey, man. I don't throw the challenge out if I don't think the dude can respond. And not only does he respond by including Jarrett Payton from like 8 minutes ago, but he throws in Steve Stone to shove it back in my face.
Oh, that is delicious.
That's what we got.
That is so great.
With Shane and Tanny, we got...
Dude, when you were doing that FanDuel read, I said to Tanny, dude, if he messes up one syllable, we're just going to jump in.
And I almost did. What did Jared say? Shane and Tanny, two of the best behind the board. So, like, I love when you guys get credit for each other's work.
Well, we normally sit much closer, but I'm normally touching the board with him.
I like it. I mean, it's a new board. Now everyone can get a piece of it, and, you know, everyone can get credit for it. That is outstanding. Ben's vision today, we are going to focus in on not the offense, but the defense. The hiring of Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, a lifer in the coaching field, a well-respected defensive coach who has had head coaching experience, so there's an opportunity there for him to be a good ear to bend for Ben.
And I think that principally when we talk about the defense and scheme, if it's not full on Dennis Allen's vision, it's pretty damn close. I mean, this is a guy who you can just turn it over to with all his success as a D coordinator. And of course, his stints as a head coach can inform that as well.
And I imagine with some principles that maybe Ben Johnson would want to instill.
Without a doubt.
But I also think that he went hunting. I think Ben Johnson went hunting for this particular defensive coordinator because he understood from his relationship with his own head coach that this guy knew what he was doing.
For sure, and Dan Campbell spent a lot of time in New Orleans. He knew Dennis Allen very well. So they did not know each other, Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen, but they had Dan Campbell in common, which is pretty great. But anytime we talk about this, and like we are right now, we should remind people, just in case, when these two guys initially spoke, because I like to think of the exact moment. Here's Dennis Allen on when he and Ben got connected.
When Ben asked me if I would be interested, there was a couple of places that I felt like had the pieces in place to potentially be a really good football team. And Chicago was obviously one of them. And so I was excited when he wanted me to come along with him. I got away from football a little bit. I'm not going to forget football in a couple of months. It's going to be there when I get back, you know. So I just really wanted to take the time to do some things that you don't really get an opportunity to do a lot in our profession, and hanging out with family on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Hanging out on Thanksgiving.
Dude, he got fired on the 4th of November. So when Thanksgiving happens, Dennis Allen is able to just relax and watch football with family. Do you remember watching football on Thanksgiving, Lawrence?
Yes. It is seared into my brain of my poor little dad not coming to dinner because he couldn't understand what just happened.
So Ben
it
Johnson.
Broke my dad's brain.
Ben Johnson has known he was probably going to get a job. Maybe he was thinking Chicago. Watching that end of that Detroit game on Thanksgiving, Dennis Allen is probably thinking, boy, I think this job might open soon.
Well, and then it did 24 hours later. Uh-huh. The head coaching job was available, and Ben clearly had a vision for what he wanted to do.
No, this is game. No.
No, right, Jim. And Tony.
I'm imagining Dennis Allen with a piece of pecan pie going, huh, I wonder what Chicago's going to be like this time of year.
Also, Ryan Poles listens to the show. He just said Ben's vision in the intro to Drew Dalton.
There we go.
Okay, well, yeah. Good. Well, now we got another thing to add.
Tanny, by the end of the segment. No. I'm just
no, let's not no, do that to him
let
again.
Let the man relax.
Let him relax. Dennis Allen, known for being an attacking defensive coordinator. I kept thinking about, I had that conversation with Kirby Smart at SEC Media Days, mm-hmm. and it's the same type of thing where, sure, a lot of defensive coordinators are reacting to the offense. I want to make the offense react to us.
Yes.
And that's how Dennis Allen gets down.
It's a 4-3 scheme, like Matt Eberflus and like many others you've seen, but that's just the base of it. He will show you lots of different stuff. Your guy Alex Brown was terrific the other day with us talking about Dennis Allen's scheme from his perspective. Now, Allen wasn't the DC when Alex was in New Orleans. He was
the defensive backs coach back when Alex played that one season in New Orleans. Alex isn't listening, is he? Do you remember Alex's greatest moment?
Oh, I don't know if I would say great. I would say that
infamous moment in New Orleans.
He got trucked by Marshawn Lynch.
He wasn't not trucked.
He was thrown off by Marshawn Lynch.
He missed him twice.
Oh, he missed him twice.
Because he didn't loaf. He got up and he ran him down. And then watch the play. It's amazing because Alex doesn't get him initially, and then he gets down 20 yards down the field where Marshawn is.
I had to Google just to remind myself. The beast quake.
The beast quake happened, and Alex was a part of it. But he also played while Dennis Allen was on the coaching staff, and he gave us a really good primer. So if you want to know what defensive eyes think about what Dennis Allen's system is, here's AB to break it all down.
So having players that can play multiple positions, I think, is what they'll be looking for to fit in these defenses. So they don't have to – so offensive coordinators don't know what they're doing when they get a certain package out there or a certain guy runs on the field. They don't know. So if you can intertwine guys and have guys play different positions then I think that defense works the best that way. If he's able to do that, if he's still running the same thing that I remember from being down in New Orleans. So what it's going to require, what you think about in a 4-3 defense, there is so much more to think about in Dennis Allen's defense. Like if it's 2x2 or if it's 3x1, three receivers on one side, one receiver on the other side, you have a totally different job, and you have to know that. So the defensive line in a 4-3, I didn't care what the receivers were doing unless I was in a zone blitz. But in this particular defense, you will have to know where the running back's lining up, where the fullback is, or where the tight end is lining up, because it changes what you're going to do. So it's a lot more to think about. But if the guys can get it, it really puts the offense in a bind, because you hear the checks that the offense is making, and before the ball is snapped, you already know, well, if he makes this check and they fan everything right, well, our safety is going to hit him in the back of the head if he don't get rid of the ball right now. Everybody knows that. So in that defense, you already know the big plays is going to be made prior to the ball being snapped or the opportunity to make a big play.
Now, we're going to focus on the defensive line here in Ben's vision, so we won't talk about the many different coverages that he uses in the back as he's shifting with these multiple looks. But suffice to say, if you are a defensive end in Dennis Allen's defense, you got to be ready to play wide where you are wider than the tight end and kind of a standard front. You got to be ready to play where you are head up on the tight end. And you even got to be ready to play inside that because he will bring two linebackers down. He will very often go with what they call the Oki front, where he only uses three defensive linemen and moves both linebackers up to the line of scrimmage. Sometimes, like the Oki front is when they're around the nose tackle in those two A gaps, have both linebackers there. But he's also, in researching this morning, Lawrence, he will play the linebackers on the outside.
Sure will.
Sometimes. So we have both linebackers up. Imagine TJ and Tremaine lined up on the outside as ends, both as like additional ends. And he could do that with Kyler. He could do that with anybody.
And it messes with your protection count if you're the offensive line.
Yes.
You're like, well, wait. What is the middle of the defense now?
So, and in those situations, the three defensive linemen that he's using, who knows exactly who it's going to be, but you might be a DN that's suddenly lining up inside in this moment. You got to be ready to do anything so you can help him surprise the opposition.
Or a defensive tackle that somehow finds himself out as a five technique in some of this stuff.
And guess what? Guys like Chris Jones, who can rush the passer, mm-hmm. So often you'll see them on the outside. Chris Jones goes outside in the playoffs way more than he does in the regular season because they know what a weapon he is. So it's about using matchups and being multiple. And everything, all the guys they've signed fit that.
I did laugh a little bit as we're listening back to AB talk about, you know, our safety is going to hit your quarterback in the head. And I just kept thinking, Kyler is going to be hitting the quarterback in the head.
You're right, man. And because I was thinking about the linebackers, I'm like, I don't know for sure that he's going to use Tremaine that way. You probably want Tremaine and his length to stay back. He'll use Kyler that way.
I honestly can't wait to see what Dennis Allen is able to do with Kyler Gordon and the way that he's going to be able to use the line and use different fronts to make offenses uncomfortable. He's like a mad scientist, and I love that. I also
think, by the way, Tyrann Mathieu.
That's the comp that I keep giving people.
In New Orleans these past few years. Tyrann Mathieu just re-signed there again. Dennis Allen's been having some fun with Tyrann Mathieu.
If you want to do Tyrann Mathieu, you could also go Rondé Barber.
Oh, for sure. Like but Mathieu right there with Dennis mm-hmm. these past few years.
It could be a whole lot of fun. And that got us to thinking, too. Modern defenses versus modern offenses. Now, we had Brent Venables, who, if you look at his career...
I was always excited for that booking.
Very much so. You look at his career and look at the way that he has risen in the ranks. He's been a defensive guy. He coached Grady Jarrett. So we asked him about what defenses have to do to deal with modern offenses.
The offenses are finding ways to create leverage through lots of the quick motions and snapping the ball and all those pinch sets, you know, inside out motions across the ball motions and finding all different types of ways to create leverage in both the passing game, the throwing game, and the running game and to gain leverage on, you know, the defenses. So if you can get some of the, you know, if they can neutralize your best inside players by, you know, getting into pinch sets and throwing the ball quick and getting into a nice rhythm, but also getting into pinch sets to run the football, I think offenses are more effective than they ever been at doing that.
Well, that's interesting. So you know, should you be moving around defensive linemen more, like trying to control the line of scrimmage, control that those matchups as best you can?
Well, again, I mean, it's easier said than done, but one of the reasons they get into those pinch sets so much, you see everybody does it, to run it and throw it, it's hard to press those. And then, you know, back in the day, you just play cover two coverage to it, but now they can just put your flat defenders in such compromising positions. And so you know, in back in the day, the pitch sets were all the different types of ways to throw the football. Now they're everybody's running the football out of those, and so it just makes it harder than ever to create edges to the defense and really good stuff by the offense.
The idea of the conflict defender, we hear it in a lot of different offensive thoughts on that. You want to make sure that that player is never right. With the athletic quarterbacks, it really puts the flat defender in a bind because they usually will have to make a choice on what to do. The great quarterbacks, they have a lot of fun with it. They ball fake even though they're 5 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage and can't actually throw the ball, and it messes with people. And what he's talking about with those pinch sets too, it's so weird because when we were having the conversation about Smythe and we were talking with Logan Paulson, that's what he was talking about, how the Bears offense is going to do exactly what Brent Venables was saying that defenses are looking for.
Yeah.
And because of the way that you could use the two tight end sets to change the way that it looks, it could mean a lot of cool, interesting things for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams.
I got to tell you, we've talked a lot, and Grady Jarrett brought it up yesterday, about iron sharpening iron, offensive players and defensive players making each other better on the practice field. How about an offensive guy like Ben Johnson and a defensive guy like Dennis Allen really getting to talk scheme against each other and coach against each other during training camp, think about stuff all week? Like, and Dennis has been a head coach, like this relationship, and it'll grow obviously, but like to have the opportunity, I mean, it's the dream. I don't know how much Matt Nagy used Vic Fangio. I know he should have, but I also know that Matt Nagy wasn't flexible and facile. This is what we've learned about Ben Johnson, is that he is flexible and facile. He's got a lot of different things he can do, and he will happily move from one to the other depending on the skill sets of his people. We talked about that a lot yesterday. And by the way, you're going to hear from Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles in our next segment about the offensive line. But, I mean, Dennis Allen will inform him about schemes and the way that he attacks the stuff that Ben Johnson wants to do. They should make each other smarter.
The thing that you're talking about where the temperature's getting turned up in practices at Hallis Hall.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, when I heard Grady Jarrett talking yesterday, I felt that in my soul, that these are going to be the type of practices that you want to see, because he is not afraid of anything, and he thinks that his best ball is still ahead of him.
Because if I didn't have that confidence, I wouldn't be sitting here. You know, if I got comfortable after my first contract extension, I wouldn't be sitting here. If I got comfortable after my second contract extension, I wouldn't be sitting here. And at the end of the day, this new contract that I got with a new team is just motivating me, you know. And I'm going to be like that till, you know, the day I can't do this no more. But until that, I'm going to always strive to be better. I'm going to always strive to learn. And you know, you never really figure it all out. The day you think you figure it all out, is only, you're going to go down. And so that's what I'm excited about, and that's what I'm confident in. My body is good, my body is strong, and my mind is, you know, hungry to learn. I'm just in a position to where I'm in a special place at the right time with around the right people, and I'm super excited for what's to come.
Man, Grady Jarrett knows what he's doing, and we know that he is going to play three technique in this defense, but he will move around like all these defensive linemen will have to move around. He was a 3-4 defensive end for a couple years down there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So he has done that job. In a 3-4, he was the D end. Moved around a little, but this is a guy, he can just play all over the line as needed. He was double teamed or chipped on just under 60% of his pass rushing snaps last year. So he's still a guy who demands a double team. That's top 20 or around the NFL among defensive tackles. So he's still a guy who you have to think about and try to double team. And man, just reading about it today, it's like Dennis Allen wants defensive tackles who can occupy double teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Big Bill. That's Big Bill. That's Big Bill's, Andrew Billings' big skill, being able to just occupy double teams and hold his ground. I mean, I can't wait to watch Billings and Jarrett on this line together.
It could be a whole lot of fun. So while we've got the sexy defensive talk going on inside of Ben's vision, there's some sexy offensive talk going on up at Halas Hall. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to share it with you. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes talking ball with you on The Score.